So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, text number 46. Pratama vatsare advaitati bhakta gana prabhure dekite kaila niladri gamana. Translation. The first year after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, all the devotees, headed by Sri Advaita Prabhu, went to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. Rata yatra dheki taha rahula charimasan Prabhu sanghe nritya gita parama ullasam. After attending the Rata yatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees remained there for 4 months, greatly enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing kirtana, chanting and dancing. Vidaya samaya prabhu kahila sabare pratyabda sibhe sabda gundicha dheki bhare. At the time of departure, the Lord requested all the devotees, please come here every year to see the Ratayatra festival of Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachal. Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are pulled in their 3 cars from the temple in the Puri to the Gundicha temple in Sundarachala. In Orissa, this Ratayatra festival is known as Jagannath's journey to Gundicha, whereas others speak of it as the Ratayatra festival. The residents of Orissa refers to it as Gundicha Yatra. Prabhu agyaya bhakta gana pratyabdha asiya gundicha dekiye yana prabhure miliya. Following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees used to visit Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year. They would see the Gundicha festival at Jagannath Puri and then return home after 4 months. Vimsati vatsara aise kaila gathagati anyonhe dhunkara dhunka vinanahi sthiti. For 20 consecutive years, this meeting took place and the situation became so intense that the Lord and the devotees could not be happy without meeting one another. Sesha araye varahe dhrat Dradasa Vatsara Krishnera Viraha Leela Prabhura Antara. The last 12 years were simply devoted to relishing the pastimes of Krishna in separation with the heart of the Lord, within the heart of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the position of the gopis in separation from Krishna. When Krishna left the gopis and went to Mathura, the gopis cried for him the rest of their lives, feeling intense separation from him. This ecstatic feeling of separation was specifically advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his actual demonstrations. Nirantara ratri dhina viraha unmade hase kante nache gaya parama vishale. In the attitude of separation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared mad both day and night. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried. Sometimes he danced and sometimes he chanted in great sorrow. Ye kale karne Jagannath darshana mane bhave kurukshetra panashi milana. At those times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Lord Jagannatha. Then his feelings exactly correspond to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra after long separation. Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister to visit. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna was performing yajna, sacrifice at Kurukshetra, he invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come and see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with the separation from Krishna. But as soon as he had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, he became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. Ratra yatraye age yave karana nartana tahaye pada matra karaye ghayana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the car during the festival, he always sang the song, the following 2 lines. ಸೈತೆ ಪ್ರಾಪರಾಣನಾಥ ಪಾಯಿನು ಯಥಾಲಾಗಿ ಮದನ ದಹನೆ ಜುರಿಗೆನು. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟನ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಬರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಸ್ಟಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಫಾರ್ ಕೋಟ್ ಬೈ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ 10.29.15 ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟೆಡ್: ಕಾಮಾಂ ಕ್ರೋಧಾಂ ಭಯಾಂ ಸ್ನೇಹಾಂ ಆಖ್ಯಾಂ ಸುಹೃದಾಂ ಏವ ಚ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಹರೌ ವಿದಾತೋ ಯಾಂತಿ ತನ್ಮಯಾತಾಂ ಹೀತೇ. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಕಾಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಸ್ಟಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್, ಭಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೋಧ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ಇಫ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಸಂಹವ್ ಆರ್ ಅದರ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್. ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿತ್ ಲಸ್ಟಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್. Krishna was a very beautiful boy and they wanted to meet and enjoy his company. But this lusty desire is different from that of the material world. It appears like a mundane lust, but in actuality it is the highest form of attraction to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. He left home and everything else. He could certainly not be induced by any mundane lusty desires. So when he used the word madana dahane in the fire of lusty desire, he meant that out of pure love for Krishna. He was burning in the fire of separation from Krishna. Whenever he met Jagannath, either in the temple or during Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to think, now I have gotten the Lord of my life and soul.
ಘನೇನಾಥೇನ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಪ್ರಹಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣಲಾನಾ ವ್ರಜೇಯ ಏ ಭಾವ ಅಂತರ.
ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಸೈತ ಪ್ರಾಣನಾಥ, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲೇಟರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೇ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಟೇಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಬೃಂದಾವನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಪರ್ ಕೋಟ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining the love of God in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see the Lord, but should rather feel separation from Him in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel the separation from Him than to desire to see Him face to face. When the gopis of Vrindavan, the residents of Gokula, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the same ecstasy as soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple or on the Ratha Yatra car. The gopis of Vrindavan did not like the opulence of Dwaraka. They wanted to take Krishna to the village of Vrindavan and enjoy his company in the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he danced in ecstasy before the Ratha Yatra festival when Jagannath went to Gundicha.
ಎ ಭಾವೆ ನೃತ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಪದೇ ಏಕ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಸೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇರ ಅರ್ಥ ಕೇ ನಹಿ ಮುಜೆ ಲೋಕ.
ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರಿಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಡಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್. ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕುಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್.
ಏ ಕೌಮಾರ ಹರಸ ಏವ ಹಿ ವರಸ್ತ ಏವ ಚೈತ್ರ ಕ್ಷಪತ ಕ್ಷಪ ತೇ ಕೋನ್ಮಿತ ಮಾಲತಿ ಸೌರಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರದುಧ ಕದಂಬಿನ್ ಕದಂಬಾನಿಲ ಸೈವಾನಿ ತಥಾಪಿ ತತ್ರ ಸುರತ ವ್ಯಾಪರು ಲೀಲವಿದೋ ರೇವ ರೋದಸಿ ವೇತ ತರುತಲೆ ಚೇತ ಸಂತಗಂತೆ.
ದಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಹೂ ಸ್ಟೋಲ್ ಅವೇ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಯೂತ್ ಇಸ್ ನೌ ಅಗೈನ್ ಮೈ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್. These are of the same moonlight nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of the Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasa tree. That is my desire. This verse appears in the Padyavali 386, an anthology of verse compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. So this continues, very interesting. So very interesting sloka is there. So today we just want to discuss a little bit about Jagannath, Sri Jagannath Rathayatra.
and the purpose of Jagannath Ratha Yatra, the meaning of Jagannath Ratha Yatra, and with what mood we should go to Ratha Yatra. Because these are all the few things we can discuss. About 20 minutes is there. So in Skanda Purana, there is a portion called Purushottama Kshetra Mahatmya. There is a Purushottama Kshetra Mahatmya, which is giving very detailed descriptions of how Lord Jagannath appeared in this particular form, where the King Indradyumna Maharaj was his desire, and also before that Brahmaji. Actually, it was Brahmaji's desire. Actually, Brahmaji wanted a situation. He didn't want to create the again and again this annihilation, creation, annihilation, and creation. Brahmaji didn't want it. Actually, what a painful situation! Knowingly, these people are going to suffer. Why should I create this material world? Brahmaji wanted a strike, you know. He wanted to bomb strike, Hartal. I'm not going to produce, I'm not going to make any. So then he was meditating on Lord Narayan, and then Lord Narayan said, don't worry, this particular situation, I will appear in Jagannath Puri, and then this is like a Sri Kshetra, I will appear, and whoever comes and has darshan of me, then they will be liberated. So that option is given, that blanket permission is given. Yes, whoever comes and has darshan of the Lord, they will be deliberated, no doubt about that. And same way it is mentioned, Ratetu Vamana, this is, if you see the Lord on the Ratayatra car, if somebody sees that, they will be liberated. They will be liberated, there is no doubt about that. Actually, some people ask the question to Srila Prabhupada, oh, somebody sees the Lord, oh, will they be liberated? Yeah, they will be liberated, and they have to take it seriously. It is not like the mention that if you go to the hospital, your disease will be cured. That statement. Correct. That doesn't mean that you go to the hospital, after that you take the medicine, and after you do your own nonsense, then the disease will not be cured. Same way. But this is given as a big boost, big bonus is given. Oh, just to have a darshan of the Lord. So then after that, you have to follow the instruction, then it is full benefit. You don't want to get only installment benefit, you want to get full benefit. The same life, you want to go back home, back to Godhead. That benefit, if you want to get, we want to have darshan of the Lord. Yes, that immediately the boost is given. This is like sometimes the devotees, they have a problem. I have a B12 injection, right? A B12 injection. So sometimes they take this, and that means the boost is given. But it is up to you to maintain the health. It's not that, okay, B12 is given means immediately Goloka Vrindavan. No, but B12 is given, then after that you have to work on it. Same way, yeah, by having darshan of the Lord completely gives that mercy. Yes, you can just participate. And then after that you have to take the life seriously. That is the meaning. We should not think that, okay, today I have seen Jagannath in the Ratakar, then I will go and freak out in my own way, and then I will go back home, back to Godhead. Then that means like it's a Nama Parah. Like I just seen the Lord, then I will continue my own life, and then I should go back home, back to God. That is not the purpose of, but purpose is, yes, it is a big boost is given. A person who is not accustomed to devotional life, accustomed to anything like that, if a person sees the Lord, immediately so much pious credits are awarded to him. So that he has to take advantage. So like this, so the mood of Ratha Yatra, like in the slokas it is mentioned, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is like how to bring Krishna. This is like Jagannath Puri is called, is like compared to Dwaraka, this is compared to Aishwarya Bhava. So this Gundicha temple is like a Sundarachal. So it's like a Vrindavan. So when we are pulling the cart, is the devotees or the gopis, they are trying to get the Lord from that path to bring them to Vrindavan. This is mentioned here in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. There was at one point in time, there was a solar eclipse. And the Kurukshetra, at that time Krishna visited the place, and also all the gopis and gopas, they also visited the place. So at that time, even though that's a sloka mentioned, the same place, same people are there, but still the mood of this thing is not there. Because Krishna comes here as a Raja, as a king he comes there. He's not in the mood of a cowherd boy. So that is why the gopis, they could not relish that particular mood. That is why they are saying, no, we want to pull Krishna. We want to pull Krishna to Vrindavan. Pull Krishna to Vrindavan. The same mood, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because these are all the things we have to understand in the line of disciplic succession. It's not like I can't make up my own this thing. So how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, how the previous acharyas have explained, how this Ratha Yatra has to be taken, then it will be beneficial for us.
And for as far as we are concerned, yes, Ratha Yatra is a wonderful festival where it is giving an opportunity to pull Krishna into our heart. Pull to our heart. That is why Gaura Govinda Maharaj in some of the lectures he says, it is like a Ratha Yatra is an everyday business. It's not like a one day business. Everyday. Ratha Yatra is an everyday business. Gundicha Marjana is everyday business. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. When we do Cheto Darpana Marjanam, this is like all these unwanted things, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Marjana, a big list is sitting there. And that is what is preventing us from understanding Krishna, understanding Jagannath, understanding the mercy of Jagannath. So, our mood should be when we go to Ratha Yatra. Yes, like a previous to Ratha Yatra day, there is a, traditionally, there is a Gundicha Marjanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally performed that activity. Personally he performed that activity of Gundicha Marjan. That means cleansing the temple where Lord Jagannath is going, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi, they are going to stay in the Gundicha temple. He completely cleansed. He personally used his own hands, he used his own cloth, everything cleansed again and again, cleansed again and again. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, yes, this is the way to receive the Lord. This is the way, because this is the sitting place of the Lord. The Lord is going to appear here, going to sit there. So that place has to be cleansed without any kind of blemishes or anything. The same way, the heart also has to be clear. Clear before the Lord appears. So when we go to the Jagannath Ratha Yatra, our mood is we cleanse the heart because we have to set the scene, like set the scene how to before we go to the Ratha Yatra. It's a Ratha Yatra, yes, it is definitely festival of enjoyment, no doubt about that. It is definitely festival of enjoyment. Yes, the enjoyment is spiritual enjoyment. And also what is the lesson we take from that is, yes, it is enjoyment and we have to make our heart suitable place for Lord to come and sit. So that we have to understand. And then we make it sing. That is what a wonderful kirtan, wonderful bhajan. We are setting the scene so that our consciousness is fixed. Yet my heart is a sitting place for the Lord. And I have to cleanse it as much as possible so that I can, this place will be a fit place for Lord to sit. So that is the mood. And then when Lord comes, the Lord comes and then the devotees are like in the Ratha Yatra, they pull the Lord from Jagannath, this is Neelachal to Sundarachal. This is a journey from Neelachal to Sundarachal. It is like from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. So this Lord, they are pulling the Lord, the chariot, so that they want in the association of the Lord, not in the Aishwarya Bhava. Dwaraka is in the Aishwarya Bhava. So that Aishwarya Bhava is okay, but the thing is that the gopis of Vrindavan or gopas of Vrindavan, they are accustomed to seeing the Lord as a cowherd boy. They don't want this particular mood of Aishwarya. That actually that hampers their relationship with them. So sometimes, but again, we should not mistake like this. There are some devotees who are in the Aishwarya Bhava, they are Vaikuntha. That's all right. That is also not wrong. But the thing is, the devotees who are accustomed to this Bhava, they don't relish. Like then Krishna, and after the Rasa Lila, Krishna disappeared. And he wore the form of, he assumed the form of Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu came, and all the gopis, they just offered respects. But after the respects only, they just, where is Krishna? That is the mood. The mood is, so that is the whole idea. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to approach Krishna. And this is like a feeling. Feelings of separation. Feelings of separation from Krishna. Sometimes separation and sometimes union. Union is there. In separation, it becomes bit more, like you remember more actually. Sometimes the union can be taken for granted. Sometimes we are in the association of devotees, sometimes we take it for granted. Not sometimes, many times actually. So we take it for granted, but here sometimes separation happens and then after that is a union happens. So this is the whole idea is Ratha Yatra is the example how the Lord is in, like being pulled from this Jagannath, this Neelachal to Sundarachal, from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. This is the mood of the devotee because the devotees want in that particular form. So they just want to worship the Lord in the Vrindavan mood. So with this approach, if we go to the Ratha Yatra, then also we want to give the mercy also. We want to receive the mercy and we want to give the mercy. Because it's like it is said that we make more advancement by giving the mercy to others actually. Krishna is very, very merciful because he sees, oh, this person is trying to distribute this knowledge. He is very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, this is like the person who is trying to distribute this knowledge is very, very dear to him.
very, very dear to Krishna. This is like a, that means like when we try to, us engaging ourselves in Krishna service, that is one thing, and try to engage others also. Oh, you also come, you also pull, you also get the mercy. That means Krishna is very, very inclined. Because from Krishna's point of view, everybody, sarva yonishu kaunteya murtayah sambhavandiyaha tasam brahma mahatyone aham bijam pradapitah. Krishna is the seed giving father for all the living entities. Not only this devotee, that devotee, everybody, Krishna is the seed giving father. If the brothers and sisters, they cooperate and then try to adhere to words of father, the father will be very happy. So that is why Krishna is very happy. If we engage in our service, that's good, and also we should engage others also. So like that's why the devotees already do that. Actually, devotees try to engage anybody comes on passerby, okay, you also come, you also get the benefit. Why they should be deprived of that benefit? Why they should be deprived of the benefit of seeing Jagannath or pulling Jagannath's Ratakar? They can get so much benefit, so much mercy they can get. So that is why our mood is, yes, we want to get the mercy and also we want to give the mercy to everyone. That should be the mood actually. If that mood, if you approach it, then Jagannath, Jagannath will be very much pleased. Yes, my devotees, this is like a, we are not just only interested in me, my salvation or my only this thing. I am interested in everyone. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, Narsingadev, my dear Lord, I am not afraid of all these things. I want to go to Vaikuntha or Goloka. I want to get all the Rakshasa friends. I want to bring them also. I don't want to go alone. That is our mood. Our mood is, we don't want to go alone to spiritual world. We want to take everyone. That is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would have sat in Vrindavan. He would have happily gone back home, back to Garden without any problem. But Prabhupada didn't want it. He wanted each and everyone should be given this opportunity. Everyone should be given the opportunity of Krishna consciousness so that they can perfect their life. So that is Prabhupada's mood. That is why Prabhupada took so much trouble. So much trouble. Yesterday I was reading something where Prabhupada was washing their pots. You know, like this, all these people will come and eat, and then go, Prabhupada used to wash all their dishes and all these things and then prepare for the next day. What a kind of the sannyasi, a 60, 65 year old sannyasi, trying to do this activity. So it's, but he was like doing that because for a purpose. Purpose is Guru Maharaj has given the instruction, and then this Vaishnava is a paradukha dukhi. So want to give the benefit of others so that they can be benefited from the Krishna consciousness. So same way, Ratayatra is a festival where we get this opportunity us to purify. This is the two things, the two-pronged approach. One is purification for oneself and also try to give the mercy to others also. We should get purified. Yes, this is Gundicha Martyana. That is the purification. We have to get purified ourselves and also try to give the mercy to others also. That way, our advancement will be rapid. We don't want to just sit there and, yeah, I have done my this thing. I have had my prasadam. That's it, finished. I just had some good time. That is good. That is also good. But more time will be, like if you try to extend yourself, if you try to do your this thing, yeah, let me do something for Jagannath. Let me try to engage something, some service for Jagannath. Do something, then that will be more beneficial. So with this type of sentiment, with this type of idea, so we go to Ratayatra and then participate in this fully Jagannath. Because pray to Jagannath, Jagannath, I have so many anarthas are there, kama, krodha, lobha, all these things are there. Please be merciful. Just by doing this activity, we get more purification, more purification. So this is what the mood of Ratayatra as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. And there is so much we can, so much seva can be done, so much activities are happening in and around the Ratayatra festival. So we can, as much as we can do. So somehow, this is when we engage in the service of the Lord, and then it becomes, Lord is like a sevanmukhi jivato swayam eva spuratyata. We may understand philosophically this way or that way, but when we engage in devotional service, Lord automatically reveals it. Our process is not just like only study only, but our process is also seva. By seva, we can realize. Krishna reveals actually. Krishna is not obligated to anyone, but somebody renders devotional service unmotivated and uninterrupted, Krishna automatically reveals. This is our process. So this way, the Ratayatra festival is a great opportunity where we get an opportunity to purify ourselves, and we get an opportunity to try to bring Krishna closer to our heart, bring Krishna, drag Krishna to closer to our heart, and then make the heart a sitting place for Krishna, and also try to give the mercy of Krishna to everyone, Jagannath to everyone. Sometimes, you know, like Jagannath is so merciful. See, like when the patient is sick, we go to the doctor. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when we are sick, we go to the doctor. But when we are very sick, the doctor comes home. You know, like our situation is very sick, and so Jagannath, he comes out. Like, Jagannath, sometimes we are waiting for Jagannath. Sometimes people don't come to temple. Oh, you don't come to temple? Like, I will come to you. That is Jagannath's mood. Oh, you are not going to come? Okay, let me come and I am going to give the mercy. See, this is like a very magnanimous mood. So, we take this magnanimous mood of Jagannath and we get the benefit and also we try to give the benefit of Lord Jagannath Association to everyone. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देव की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की जय। जगन्नाथ स्वामी की जय। ऑल्सो वन पॉइंट आई वांट टू मेंशन लाइक दैट श्लोक इट से जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ कामी भवातुमि सो दैट सॉन्ग इज ऑलवेज दैट शुड बी व्हेन विल वी बी व्हेन लॉर्ड विल बी इन अवर ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ अवर मिशन दैट शुड बी अवर मूड ऑल्सो द मूड इज always think of okay when will Lord Jagannath be by my vision so that mood if we can set like even sometimes in Ratha Yatra you don't see the Lord always our mood should be when will the Lord be object of my vision so that meditation helps Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki yeah.